When I have a note, you know, we had Osama Ciblani on, and he was saying that he met with Mike Rogers before Mike Rogers was actually in the position he was in to run for United States Senator. And the Republicans had turned their back on Dearborn and on Arabs after that attack in Israel, and that Mike Rogers said to Osama Ciblani said, Mike Rogers said, please don't tell anyone we met. Well, and I said to Osama at the time, that doesn't sound like the Mike Rogers I've known for 30 years. I mean, I can hear him saying that as a joke, but not real. And we're getting a message from Mike Rogers, apparently, saying that that's just not true, that story. So I don't know if we have time to slip him on at 1:48. We did call his people. When did you call his people, Mike Parsons, to ask for him to be on? It was before the show even started, right?
Yeah, well, I texted, after he conceded a Slotkin, and I said, yeah, you know, we'd love to have Mike on. We've been talking to him through the whole thing. So, I don't have a direct number to him, but, if we have time at 1:45, if he'd like to come on and give his side. Just text me his number if you have a second.
Yeah, I mean, just you're asking so much of me to do it. You know me.
I know.
To electronics, I'm liable to give his number out to the entire world, and I don't really want to. I don't want to do that.
Yeah.
For anybody.
Well, he's got the number. If you want to text him back and say if he wants a call, then he can call us.
I can't even get to a position where I can text him back. Wait a minute. Oh.
This is radio on the fly, people.
Yeah. Well, it's. Now, okay, there it is. So if I say you have the number, call in.
Yeah, and we could get him on next segment.
The number will get you on. We will get you on next segment. Okay, I'd like to wrap this up if we can.
Yeah, good multitasking.
Because I'm gonna be gone. Next segment. Now he's gonna write to me. What's the number?
Okay. Or Mike, if you're listening, just call the number.
Yeah, that's a good one too. But this was a message from him at 12:36. So it was an hour ago. We have no idea if he's still around. Anyway, okay, we'll get that resolved one way or another, and we'll do it without the need of calling on Todd Flood to represent anybody. But if we were going to call anybody to represent us, it would be Todd Flood, the attorney, managing partner at Flood Law. And his show is coming up this Wednesday at 7 p.m. Now, the big question, Todd, that a lot of people have is when somebody, this has never happened before, so if somebody runs for the office of President of the United States, and they've got some felony charges and misdemeanors and other things, people are asking, well, what happens now to President Trump and all those charges now that he's been elected? Todd, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Paul W. Well, that has been on a lot of people's minds. The bottom line with regards to the federal cases that are pending by Jack Smith, the special counsel, those are going to go to the wayside. Two papers were written by counsel for the Department of Justice back in 1973 and then another time in 2000. And it is a policy that you cannot prosecute or have criminal charges put together against the sitting president because it would interfere with the executive branch and his powers and his duties and his job. So that's not going to happen. So Jack Smith case, the clock ran out. President Trump won. Those cases will all go to the wayside. The civil cases, on the other hand, they're going to go through the appellate process. He can, be sued, and those cases can move forward on a civil side, but no criminal cases. Now, on the state cases, that's
a different situation, isn't it?
Yeah.
That's why the people that didn't like Donald Trump were so excited when that person who ran on getting Trump before there were even any charges or any knowledge of any reason to charge him, they just wanted to get Trump. That's why everyone was so excited, because it was a state case that the president couldn't wipe out.
Right. Well, it's interesting. There's a motion up. The motion comes by the defense. It was prior to just after the ruling where the United States Supreme Court said there is immunity issues with regards to a sitting president. And interestingly enough, I read the motions that are up. Now, mind you, he's supposed to be sentenced on November 25th or close to the end of this November. Maybe it's the 26th. But anyway, those motions are to dismiss the case. And the attorney general slash prosecutor really kind of swung and said to the court, we'll leave it up to you. So now it's really up to this judge. And if it, you know, this was, as I've said before, this state charge up in New York to me with the hush money case was a misdemeanor that was made a felony by trying to add something onto it. It just seemed to me to be a bogus charge, waste of a lot of money. And I think the judge hopefully doesn't waste more money on this case. And it goes to the wayside, but we'll see. We'll see. To me, how is it that he would want to sentence President Trump now, to some sort of term, knowing that he's going to be the president January 20th?
Well, unfortunately, some people are so full of vitriol and hate for Donald Trump for any number of reasons, they're not thinking clearly, and or they don't care about wasting the people's money. That's another one. Behind the Bench with Todd Flood, this coming Wednesday, 7 p.m., right here at your favorite radio station, News Talk 760 WJR. Thank you, Todd.
Thank you so much, Paul W. Be well.
Todd Flood, attorney, managing partner, Flood Law, and as I say, the host of Behind the Bench, coming up this Wednesday at 7 p.m. Todd Flood does a great job, as we continue in focus on WJR.